What's going on, Straight to Voicemail Nation? We're back in action. We're here. We're ready to rumble. Because welcome to Straight to Voicemail with Sammy C. Because it doesn't matter if it's your mom, your boss, you always got to hang up on the boss. Maybe it's even your roomie. Your one and only love of your life roomie. Send that shit straight to fucking voicemail. Man, oh man, 3 weeks in a row. It's incredible. We're welcoming back none other. My herpy-loving roommate, third time's the best time, Ella McCann, welcome back!
Hey, everyone. I'm here.
She's here. She's probably just going to be interim co-host, and she's loving it.
Love it. What an honor.
We really are honored. It's a late Sunday night, fat Sunday here at the Ford Ave House.
Very fat Sunday.
I've eaten enough for three people. We're not drinking this week. We're just got a nice McFlurry in hand, and we're chowing down. A little apple fritter as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the apple fritter was so damn good. I've talked about that before.
Shout out McDonald's.
I'm almost positive I've talked about how great the apple fritter from McDonald's is. And I was so full, I only had like three bites.
Where's the rest of it?
It's still in the bag.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to throw it away.
I was going to say, don't
That
care.
Shit is not on the dollar menu. It was like $2.59.
I know.
That shit is expensive. The McFlurry was, meh, they put like 1 ounce of crumb.
Yeah, it wasn't the best, but I think they knew that we'd been eating a lot all day, so they said, let's give them a light serving.
Yeah, let's give them a tiny portion, they said.
Yeah.
We're still just trying to digest. Happy Monday, of course, but it's Sunday night here when we're recording episode 30 of
Is
Straight
really?
To Voicemail.
Wow.
It's episode 30.
Wow.
Straight to Voicemail with Sammy C. We love it. We're happy to still be going. Giving you the best damn content, the best podcast in the nation, some might say. And by some, I mean me.
Self-proclaimed.
You got to somebody's got to proclaim it.
Yep.
So proclaim it to the highest heavens, I say. That's what I say. But yeah, we're still debriefing because we just watched the latest episode of Euphoria. We got to talk about that show. It's a heavy damn show.
Because
you just started watching it recently, right?
Yeah, so I started it maybe last week. I binged, like, every night I watched an episode, and then Saturday I finished season one and caught up to season two, so then we could live watch episode four of season two.
Yeah.
But damn.
It's just so...
It's a lot.
Like, it's like real, but it's like...
I literally can only really watch one episode at a time, and then I have to take, like, a little break because it's just...
Yeah. And I'm worried it hasn't been good for you.
Sam,
it's too heavy.
About my mental health.
It's a lot. It's a lot for somebody.
I was watching it in my room with my blackout curtains, and Sam was concerned, made me open the curtain.
And she woke up from a nap. She's like, I'm tired. I'm like, no more Euphoria today. Turn it off. It's just a very, if you haven't watched it, you should, because it's really damn good.
But a lot of trigger warnings.
Oh, there aren't enough trigger warnings that the liberals have made to really work for this show, because triggered.
I think that's why it's such a good show, is because it's so real life.
Yeah, it is real.
But it's disturbing, and it's dark, and it's heavy.
It's heavy. I mean,
I don't really like using the word disturbing, because I feel like that, but I think some scenes would be disturbing to some, so.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely, like, disturbing, and watching people do, like, heart drugs and all that. It's just wild, but it's very like real life, I feel like. And it's kind of like, holy shit, like, this is real life for people. Like,
I mean, I hope that's not what high school's like right now.
I know, right?
But
I didn't know what drugs were till like junior year.
Yeah.
And then I didn't try weed till like college.
I don't know if you should put that on the...
It's legal now. I don't really care. I don't know. We'll see. You don't fire me.
You might want to cut that out.
Nah, we're living, baby. But I mean, disclaimer, I don't like weed, and I don't smoke weed. Like, it doesn't do anything for me. Like, I like to drink. I like a cocktail. Don't get me wrong, but
yeah.
I don't like weed. So that's all I've ever really, that's the max that Sammy C goes. I'm not really much of a drugger, but this show really makes you like, it's real life for people.
Yeah.
So it's crazy, crazy show. Really good. Zendaya and Jacob Elordi, yeah. They're incredible fucking actors. Like,
so good.
Holy shit.
If you've seen The Kissing Booth, it's quite a different role for him.
Definitely a different vibe.
Yeah, but I do love The Kissing Booth.
We love The Kissing Booth. One, two, and three. All three.
I didn't watch all three, but...
Well, how could you say you like the kissing booth?
Because sometimes I was just...
You got to make it all the way to the short hair phase of Joey King, right?
Oh, I got to watch. Maybe I will watch that.
They're not that good, let's be honest.
One was good enough for me.
Yeah.
But I did watch all the boys I've loved before, 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm. There's 3 of those, too.
I think so.
I don't know. I think there's only 2. I don't remember.
She just got engaged. Lana.
Oh, I saw that. Lana. Yeah, I saw that. But yeah, go watch Euphoria if you have the time. It's a really good show. Today on Fat Lazy Sunday, I actually binge watched a show start to finish.
What?
It was called, I even forget what it was called. It was something about, it's with Kristen Wiig, or Chris, yeah. Who dates Jack Shepherd?
Oh, Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell.
It's the girl in the window across the something. Or
the girl in the window across the street, the hall, I don't know.
It has a...
Is it a book?
I don't know, but I heard it was good.
It was, it's like, bizarre.
It's true crime-ish, but comedy, right?
Yeah, it was weird, like, certain, I'm sure you heard me laugh a bit today.
Sam.
Through the wall.
I always can hear Sam. I can hear your TV like a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't bother me. It's just like background noise.
Yeah.
But then I all of a sudden I'll just hear you start laughing. And I'm just like, I just never hear someone audibly laugh at that. Because I feel like when you're watching TV by yourself and it's funny, you're just kind of like.
No, you know? I like to.
Sam's like.
I like to LOL. If it makes me laugh, I laugh, you know?
Yeah. You really do.
But anyway, the woman across the street in the window with the through the window, it's called something.
What's it on?
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
It was, I think it was like number one today, so that it like popped up as an ad, and I was like, yeah, sure, I'll watch it. And it was only like 8 like 30-minute episodes.
Oh, nice.
So I blew through it.
Yeah.
And it's one of those.
When we say lazy Sunday, like I think we got out of bed to get coffee and
McDonald's
McFlurries. So.
And then I had leftovers.
Very lazy.
Yeah, because we were out wilding last night. We were wilding. We was wilding. We was crazy.
It wasn't
that crazy.
It was just standard.
We
night
gave
out.
Our future. We're very excited to announce podcast. I think episode 2, Donovan was on with and a little cameo from his fiance. These are the people that I'm going to be marrying. They're actually moving in.
You may want to rephrase that. He's not marrying them.
It's oh, yeah. I'm ordaining. I'm going to be their minister for their wedding. I've talked about it maybe.
Okay.
But if you're new to the podcast,
I'm
going to be a minister come November. Mm-hmm. And I'll be officiating the wedding of my cousin and his fiance. And they will currently in
a month
be moving in with us. So I'm going to really put them to the test.
Yes.
Because like I've said, I don't want to just marry anybody.
Right.
I want to make sure they can last because I'm not putting my name, the Sammy C stamp of approval, on a sham marriage. It's not happening. But luckily, I know it's not. But I think it's going to be good for us to connect the three of us so that when we're on stage for our performance come November, it is top notch.
Yes.
Performance,
your performance.
My big performance. No, I'm just kidding. People think I'm going to treat it like that, but fuck them. It's going to be very serious. It's a wedding. They're real nuptials.
Yeah.
We got to bring the Lord into it. We're going to say a little prayer.
Update on us going to church.
We haven't gone to church yet. No. The closest we're going to get to go to church is Barracuda's literally moved into the basement of the church.
I don't even know if they're doing that anymore.
But that's probably as close as we'll get. But no, I haven't been back to church. Easter's coming soon. So maybe Ash Wednesday. I love getting the free palms at Palm Sunday.
You do?
No.
Oh.
My sister always folds them. We love swag.
My dad.
At the end of the day, the Psalms.
A good cross.
Yeah. At the end of the day, they're just swag.
Jesus swag. No, but we should make an effort during Lent.
Oh, that's good merch idea. Jesus swag with like a picture of. I really wish I did half the ideas I came up with because they'd be genius.
Maybe you should write them down since
we're
doing this at 10:16 at night.
A little journaling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus swag. Happy Easter from Straight to Voicemail. That's great. Oh, Lord. We're going to be rich off of Jesus swag. It's like Righteous Gemstones. Another show that...
I have not watched that.
We're really doing a lot of TV show. We might as well just make this whole first part TV show reviews. Because, like I mentioned, The Woman Across the House, whatever it's called.
I don't know what that's actually called.
I'd say it's worth the watch. Take 3 hours out of your... Excuse me, all that food.
It's called The Woman in the House Across the Street from the Girl in the Window.
In all caps. It's literally in all caps. And I watched it today. Like I said, not great, but not bad. But you're just like, huh, I'd watch another episode. And then you're like, huh, I need to know what happens. Kristen Bell literally drinks red wine the whole fucking time.
You're dreaming.
And you're just like, wow, I want a glass of Cabernet. Shout out to my sister who got me really great birthday gifts. And my birthday's not till fucking March. But they pulled through because we got our new bar cart. Did we talk about the bar cart?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
No, we didn't because we didn't.
I don't think we had it yet, maybe.
No, we didn't have it yet.
But we have this really cool bar cart, and it's got really cool storage, and it's just exciting. So I got really nice red wine glasses.
It's not really a bar cart. It's like a physical bar.
Yeah, on wheels.
It's like a cabinet that opens up into a bar. It's very cool.
It's so cool. So we're excited.
Shout out to my cousin.
Yeah.
Who gave it to me.
They probably don't listen, but we love
they
you.
Might. They might.
They might when they know Ellen's on it for the third time. Woo. Record breaker. But I got really cool red wine glasses. Thin rim, of course. So fucking thin. They'll cut your lips. That's what we live for in a wine glass. My parents got me martini glasses. They don't have a stem, which I was not at first thrilled about, but they're so dope.
I think they're very cool. And they're very like chic looking.
Yeah, they go pretty well with our bar cart, with our bar.
Bar cabinet.
Bar cab. I don't know. And then lastly, I got an aerator, which, ooh, holy shit, it makes the biggest difference in your wine. So I would 10 out of 10 suggest get an aerator because incredible. The other show everyone should watch is Righteous Gemstones.
I have not watched
it. It's on
that.
HBO. It comes on after Euphoria. So once you're all caught up, you can do the bang bang HBO Sundays now that Game of Thrones is gone. And it's fucking hilarious. I think I've talked about it before. We've done so many of these. 30. We can't
keep
gotta up. Repeat, you know?
Yeah.
But it's such a good show with the husband from Roxanne, I think. Or what's that?
Mm-hmm.
The lady that got canceled. Wasn't that Roxanne?
Yeah.
Roseanne.
No, Roseanne. Yeah, Roseanne.
Roxanne! Roseanne.
Yeah, but his name
I still
John.
Think I'm saying it wrong.
No, Roseanne.
Roseanne. She got canceled, but the husband from that show, and they kept it going without her.
They did?
I think so. They changed the name, of course. He's in it, and it's just like a whole...
John Goodman.
He's in it. All these good people. It's fucking hilarious. It's a family that like runs a church.
Yeah, that's right.
A family that runs a church, and they're like in the South. They're whack jobs. It's a big scheme because it's like one of those like really over the top Christian churches where they take all your money. You gotta watch it. Laugh out loud, funny. Uncle Baby Billy. He's a great character. Go watch it. And then this is my last TV show, Rec.
I have one after. You're done.
Okay. Summer House. You've got to watch Summer House. This is season 6, I think. I think I've watched all seasons. And this one is just, they're back. The drama right off the bat. You know I love reality TV.
You do. I'm not a huge reality TV guy.
I know, which is shocking. But Summer House, if you have the time, it's worth it. You'll be craving rosé after you watch it because it just is like, and a little rosé. But it's a great show. Most people I think will know about it, but it's like basically New Yorkers in the summer, they rent a house and they only go on the weekends and then they come back during the week in the city to work. Last year they
similar
just.
Similar to our life when.
When we go to Ocean City. But I haven't gotten the contract to film me yet. So we're working on that. I got you, but you're my interim film crew, but, it's a great show. So that's on Bravo. This couple that you will watch this season, they were engaged during the filming. They're currently married, and you will be like, how the fuck did they get married? And who let them get married? Because the shit in this show is wild.
Do you think it's real?
Yeah.
You do think it's real?
What do you mean, is it real?
Like,
is it scripted?
Yeah.
No.
I feel like it is. Some of it.
I disagree. But I mean, I don't
know. Maybe not scripted, but I feel like
they
like,
nudge them, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I could see that. Yeah, you, but that's with all reality TV.
No, yeah, I'm.
But for the most part, I think it's real. But what was your last rec?
I started watching Search Party today. Quick episodes, like 22 minutes. Really funny. Like, just like an interesting sense of humor. It's old. It's not new. But
what's it on?
HBO.
Oh, wow.
It's good, though. It's like a little bit of a mystery, and I always never know like the difference between dry humor and, you know, when someone's like, oh, that's dry humor. I don't know what the hell that means, but I think that this show is like dry humor.
Yeah. Like no one ever says wet humor.
Yeah.
But it's just humor. Dry humor is like very like, Yeah, but you're funny without trying to be funny.
That's what it is. It's like funny. It's like situational things that are funny, and then just like lines that are very just. It makes me laugh. But of course, I fell asleep while watching it, so now I have to.
I'd say most of the people in my life have wet humor, like myself. I like to think I have wet humor, trademark. But I'm trying to think of somebody to describe that has dry humor, like your grandpa. Not like your actual.
My grandpa's dead.
I didn't mean like your actual grandpa. I mean like grandpas in general would more likely have dry humor, or like
dads.
Yeah, like dad humor.
I don't think that's
or dry
right.
humor.
I think that we need to look up the definition.
We'll look it up later. Yeah. Anyway, those are what Sammy C and
what we're watching.
Ellie, I gotta think of your stage name.
Yeah.
Ellie. Nah. I don't want to botch it on live. Live on the air and then be stuck with it. So we'll come up with that later. We'll workshop that shit. Because you've earned a stage name.
Wow. What an honor.
Yeah. I don't think you'll be worked into like the marketing of it all or like
you know what, that's
the
fine.
Title.
I don't really need to be just in case you somehow get yourself canceled. I don't need to be tied.
Oh, the canceled. Yeah, just because. Yeah. I am humbled enough to know I'm not important enough to be canceled.
Yeah.
But if that
also,
day does come.
I think our like. Six friends are the only ones who
listen. But for now, there's some. We have a very good older demographic as well.
We do.
Shout out to the older demographic that has stuck by us.
Yeah.
Not Ellen's mom. She's a bit of a poussée and this show was too vulgar for her, so she'd never listened again.
Is she listening?
No, she doesn't listen.
Maybe she'll listen if she knows
maybe,
I'm on it.
Yeah, maybe she will. But
well, she might not like that you just called her that. But
yeah, well, she'll get over it. I've called her worse. But We got to shout out our older demographic that have stuck with us. And
should we talk about Mousegate?
Yeah, fucking Mousegate. Ellen? God. Oh, wow. This is how you know Ellen's mother is a little too liberal for this ridiculous show. Because
No, I will tell the story. Okay. So most of my stuff, because I'm a hoarder and have a large amount of belongings.
She went to the grocery store and came back with a whole new knife a whole knife set. She bought a knife set.
It was a great deal at Aldi, and I didn't like the knives we had. Okay, so I had to put most of my stuff in storage in my parents' basement, and I forgot that one of the boxes was, like, my pantry cleaned out. So, of course, basement and food don't go well together, and now there are a lot of mice in my parents' basement. Which was my fault, sorry. But my parents got humane traps.
Humane mice traps.
Which I agree with.
Catch and release.
I know that won't be shocking, but I agree with you. Like, why would you kill a little mouse? There's no need.
It's clearly the problem has not been fixed because they have caught and released over 50 mice. And there's no fucking way that the same mice isn't coming back in for more. Every fucking day. And your mom, who has COVID, we're praying for her.
Yeah.
It's giving her something to do. Is running downstairs, letting the mice out, thinking she did something good and like solving the problem. And the little fucker comes right back.
She puts them back. She lets them out in the woods though. So I don't think that how would they be coming back?
They are coming back.
We're going to start tagging them.
I said she needs to fucking tag the mice and figure out which one is coming back. And if they are. And if that's the case, you either get a cat or you start fucking murdering those little shits. And that's how Sammy sees it.
Yeah.
They need to be murdered.
Of course, I disagree.
Or let Orlando down. Let your dog down there.
I don't think that Orlando would eat a mouse. Like, Orlando couldn't catch a mouse. He can barely see. His eyesight's going.
Yeah, that's true. But either way.
It's an interesting.
It's something else to keep people updated on because.
We'll keep you updated on the count. It's probably higher now, but.
Just. Having to deal with that many mice, though it's probably 5 total that have come back and forth.
Yeah, it could be.
It could be, but.
Then my poor mother is.
Catching and releasing. We're going to have to catch and release her if she doesn't stop. She's going to have to figure that shit out.
Yeah. But
we're grateful. We're praying for Harriet, who's fighting the good O.
She's got the COVID.
She's got the COVID. We don't. I kind of want to make that a curse word. I don't want to say that on.
Okay.
We're gonna end talking about COVID on Straight to Voicemail. I think I've decided, because I think it's time we all stop talking about it and just live our lives back to normal. Thoughts? Like, I don't want to wear a mask anymore. I'm going to sound like a crazy person.
You are.
And I'm really not even drinking. This is just sober. This is sober thoughts. We just got to get back to the way life was. More people are getting, like, we're starting to not think about what life was like. And people just got to get back to the way life was. Mm. Oh, it just hurts my heart. Like, last night when we were out at the bar, masks off, most of the people there have already had COVID. So, I think we're okay. And if I'm wrong, I'll be able to say I'm wrong. Like, if there's another spike. Or, like, but then I don't want to say this and then, like, get it and then pass away. Ugh. I don't know.
My thoughts are, Sam and I probably don't agree, but I think that right now in Baltimore, like, our vaccination rates are really high. And that's why when we're out,
mm-hmm.
most people aren't wearing a mask because they're vaccinated and we can be confident that we're not going to get it. And if we do get it, it won't be that bad. So my thoughts would be more people get your vaccine and then life can go back to normal.
Right. I just mean, I don't think it needs to be talked about as much. Like, we don't need a daily report. Yeah. We don't need headlines that people got it.
But that's what,
like, we're not like, oh, Tom Hanks has the flu. Nobody would fucking care about that. Yeah. So at this point, I think we've reached that point. I don't really care. Like I talked about last week with, it's not really a big deal when celebrities get it. It's not a really big, huge, huge deal. When, you know, it's just got to go back to normal.
Well,
from everybody's mental health, for all the different reasons that this thing has made life harder, it's time. It's time.
Well, I don't think it can be time yet if people are still getting it and dying.
Yes, that is true. But that's why I said I sound a little insensitive.
Insensitive.
But I'm just trying to, I'm just trying to say, I mean, how I feel. And news, I think you can't say how you feel anymore because then you don't want to get canceled. But I'm also canceling cancel culture.
Right.
I think it needs to, you can't cancel people anymore.
Well, back to the news. Like, I just think that.
Like, with the fact that we're worried that I might get canceled for having smoked weed. What is wrong with society?
Well, that's illegal.
But
that would be
it's not illegal, is it?
Yes.
Oh. Well, we'll see. Do you think the feds will knock on my door when they listen to my podcast?
I hope when they do, I'm not home. I mean, I think the news is draining either way. Both sides of any news outlet, like, that's what they're going to report on because that's what people, I don't know.
Yeah. But, like, my cousin Lauren, she was just in the quarantine. Mm-hmm. Shout out Lauren. She'll probably be listening.
I hope so.
It's not good for her mental health to be quarantined again for another possible exposure. Like, I'm sure she was negative the whole time. Let her free. Caw-caw!
Well,
let her spread her wings.
I think that's why it's down to 5 days now. And with more numbers, then it will be less.
Yeah. But this is just me venting about the COVID before we put her to rest. On Straight to Voicemail with Sam.
You better knock on wood because we were at a bar where.
I know. I'm going to have to bite my tongue. But, you know, what can you do? Oh, well.
Well, if you get COVID, then I'm going to have to quarantine.
Yeah, you just had COVID.
Yeah, but I don't know how long. Well,
we'll figure that out.
We'll look at the CDC.
We'll cross that road when we get to it.
Yeah. If I miss Two Friends again.
Oh, my God. We're going to Two Friends this weekend. I forgot.
Last time my friends went to Two Friends. It was COVID. I'm pretty sure I may have had COVID. It was the flu. The doctor said it was the flu, but it was literally right before COVID became like a thing.
She was deathly ill.
I was very, very sick.
Oh, but now we're jazzed for Two Friends. It's going to be fucking epic. Oh my gosh. Got my vaccine card ready because you got to show that to get in. So we're ready to, we're ready to jump in line and do what we got to do because we're seeing Two Friends come hell or high water.
Yep.
Calm hell or hot water, hon.
Might bring my earplugs.
Yeah. Last time, it probably was when we were this close last time when we spread each other the STD of the week, which we got to get into.
Unfortunately, Sam and I both get cold sores, also known as herpes simplex 1.
Herpes!
And
the Ford Ave house have been infested with herpes.
Yes. Sam got it first. Then when I was at work, I went in the bathroom and looked at my lip and saw one erupting and I cursed Sam's name, but I get them so easily that
it's not genital herpes. Just to clarify,
I said herpes simplex one.
Not everyone's intelligent enough. They just hear herpes simplex and might think of the genitalia region.
Herpes simplex two
is of the genitalia. Yes. Okay. Then we have one.
Yeah.
The good variant.
Yeah, so we both had very ugly cold sores this week, which then people probably thought we made out, which we did not.
Platonic.
Platonic. Very platonic. But yeah, we're recovering nicely, just in case. Couldn't post any pictures of my face on Instagram, so.
That's the difference between me and Ellen. Ellen wouldn't post a thing. I owned it and made the whole fucking Instagram on the straight to voicemail Instagram. So it's just kind of how you deal with it, you know?
Yours isn't as bad as mine was. Sam's is on his bottom lip and mine's on my top lip.
Yeah, mine's more closer to my chin.
Yeah, Sam's could pass maybe for a pimple. Mine's very obvious.
No, mine was two huge things.
Yeah, I guess.
I feel like we're having like the herpes wars. Like who had the worst herpes?
But if you are a listener.
Herpes wars 2022.
If you're a listener who gets cold sores, you understand our pain.
We're in the one division. The herpes two division is of the genitalia, and we don't want to win that one.
Well, you can get herpes. We don't need a whole lesson.
Well, this isn't sex ed.
No, it's not.
That's another good show you should watch on Netflix. It's such a sex education. But anyway, we kind of whistled over it. But the STD of the week, sexually transmitted disease of the week, is me and Ellen because we both have herpes, though not sexually transmitted.
It was transferred
via airborne or via sharing a drink or this probably the podcast mic could have given it to us, and it was dormant on our skin.
Well, that's and then how it erupted. Well, who knows? Maybe we're both very stressed.
Oh, I am definitely stressed from the big boy job. And, yeah. Oh, well, that's another.
The weather changes. Weather. Yeah.
I'm not stressed about the weather.
You can get them when the weather changes.
Oh, gotcha.
Stress when the weather changes. Like, if I cry a lot, I get one. I wasn't crying.
She wasn't crying a lot, winky face.
Yeah,
so STD of the week is us. We're in recovery. I didn't take any medicine or put any topical ointment on for it. I kind of just went the rogue route.
Wow.
I'm not saying that to say that's the way to go, but that's just what I did.
That was a flex.
I'm just lazy, and I just didn't go. I mean, my fucking headlights have been out for a month.
Oh, my God. We went to pick up our the last time we recorded. No, that was the next weekend. We also got Indian again because we loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Sam to drive because I always drive. So I was like, oh, Sam, drive us. We get in the car. This man on the side of the road is like pointing at our car. And I'm like, Sam, what's happening? He's like, oh, my headlights are out. I got to drive with the high beams on. So we drove with the high beams on.
And that's how I drive a good amount of the time. So that is going to be my goal for this week of the first week of February, is to get my headlight situation remedied as well as an oil change. And I have to get my emissions test done because I'm 3 months behind on that, and it's going to be, but I did put in for a extension, so I think I'll be okay. So clearly I'm the STD of the week if I'm driving around with high beams on and no real lights as well.
Yeah.
So that's all we got for the STD of the week. Mm-hmm. We're on the mend, we're being cured. But we need a week of solitude just to cure our herpesins.
I think we're on the up and up.
Up and up. Yep. No herpes too allowed here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on as we always do. It's getting spicy. It's getting heated. It's getting lukewarm because we got some hot takes coming. Not that many, but just enough to round out, give you that injection of hot heat coming from my undercarriage.
Oh,
so some hot takes for you. First off, got to talk about my colleague, my confidant, a close friend in the podcast industry, Joe Rogan. He has been in the news lately. He made some controversy. I know he said we wouldn't talk about COVID. We're going back on my word. I'm a liar. But Joe Rogan is in the hot seat, as he always is, because that's what he fucking does. It's entertainment. Anyway, I'm already getting heated. Mm. But Joe Rogan, he's in trouble because he had a guy on his podcast, and they were talking about the vaccine and its effectiveness, and he was basically going against the mainstream media and not saying what everybody wants them to say about getting the vaccine. He's not fucking Olivia Rodrigo and the Joe Bros making TikToks with Joe Biden so people get their vaccines. God forbid. So Joe Rogan is, like I always say, I'm back. So I'm just making a point that not every fucking celebrity needs to be kissing lips with Joe Biden and making TikToks about getting the vax and thinking that's going to change people's mind. It's not. So Joe Rogan says what he thinks. I don't agree with it exactly, but my point is it's an opinion, and you can't just add fucking censoring and warnings and, oh, false information's coming and have 90-year-olds that made music 30 fucking years ago that nobody listens to be in headlines like, oh, they're taking their music off Spotify. Nobody cares. Like, it's not Adele taking her music off Spotify. So, I don't know, Ellen. What do you think? Calm me down.
I obviously have a different opinion, but we know that. I agree that, like, Joe Rogan can say whatever he wants on his podcast. That's fine. I do think that if Spotify is, like, essentially Spotify is just putting an advisory saying some of the information in this is not true.
Right.
Which I think is fair.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not true. And he's spread, like, he, if we're going to say that stuff is fake news or whatever, we need to apply it to everyone.
Yeah.
But I'm also, if you get your medical information from Joe Rogan, I'm more concerned about your life.
Right.
Like,
people don't get their medical information from Joe Rogan.
I mean,
or do they?
I think maybe there are people, and but, that's why yeah, people are, con- that's are concerned. Probably
true. Yeah, but those people are a little wacky.
I mean, yeah.
Just like the people that maybe went and got vaxxed because the Jonas Brothers made a TikTok with Joe Biden. They're probably not all there on the opposite spectrum.
Well, I think that may be leading more. That might be leaning more towards like
millennials. Yeah, yeah. I get it. My point is, it's just like Joe Rogan can say what he wants because he's built that empire, and nobody.
But on the other side, it's a Spotify exclusive podcast. So Spotify as a company,
right,
has the right to say, okay, we're going to add a, like, you have to think of it from their standpoint. Yeah. You might not listen to Neil Young and Joni Mitchell and people, Brene Brown, like,
yeah,
but those probably are really big clients for them who are pulling.
Yeah.
And so if they can,
but people only want to be offended about the things that is convenient for them. Like, they're got Alex Cooper on there talking about every vagina and hookup she's ever had in the world. Yeah, that's pretty vulgar too.
Yeah, I don't think their concern was vulgarity. It's more of factual. Like, I don't listen to Joe Rogan. But
no, I don't really listen to him either. We got to defend the community.
But of course, it seems like from what I've read, is just that he was spreading. I don't even know if spreading is the right word, but he was talking about. He was. This is what the article says. Music legends. This is from NPR. Sourced NPR. So we don't get in trouble for...
Yeah, trademark.
No.
I know. I just like to say that.
Musician legends Neil Young and Joni Mitchell each pulled their music from Spotify over their objections to Rogan, who experts say has repeatedly made false claims about coronavirus and vaccines. So I think they're just concerned that he's...
He's making false claims.
Yeah. Which, there's been plenty of other...
People make false claims all the time.
That's true.
But it's just because it's about COVID. People want to use it as a ploy on the social media to get him canceled.
I don't know if even that, like, you just have to think that this is a very large deal. As much as Sammy C doesn't want to talk about COVID anymore, it's still very much a very big deal.
Yeah.
And if he's spreading, and think about, he is a very, like, he has to have millions of listeners.
Yeah. Huge.
So Spotify is essentially covering their ass. Like,
right. But that's the culture everybody's made, is you got to cover your ass. Spotify, whatever. I agree with you. I really do. I just like to push the envelope and get a good conversation rolling.
Of all people, I just think Spotify's doing it.
And I think that's another thing about Joe Rogan is
he doesn't give a shit.
He just says shit to say shit and piss people off.
Which is fine, but then I think Spotify is good for if you're listening to Joe Rogan, you're not really going to care that there's a content warning or whatever. But other people, you have to think about someone who may not be aware. What if someone, a moldable mind, stumbled upon Joe Rogan, which I'm concerned if they are. But if they're listening to it and they all of a sudden get all this idea, like, I think it's fair for Spotify to say some of this, the information presented in this podcast is not accurate.
Yeah, I can see that. I agree. But then they should put that. Like, but my thing is, they should put that on every podcast that says something that's not accurate.
Scientifically. That's fine.
If they're going to have an uproar about it being not right about COVID, then they got to say it about everything, because it's just them pushing their agenda that it's Joe. Like, yeah, I don't know
about all that. Like, but I think that if you're having guests on who are talking about science and presenting.
But at the same time, the other guy was on there disagreeing with what Joe Rogan was saying.
Mm. I will be honest. I just read the NPR article. Yeah. That's all.
I watched a little bit of the video, and the guy was basically saying facts about COVID. Joe Rogan was disagreeing. That's my thing. It was a podcast that had both sides of the story on it. That's what nobody else wants to report. They just want to report that Joe Rogan was saying what they don't agree with.
That might be true. I don't know if it's true or not. But I don't think there's any harm in saying...
This could be my most risque podcast yet.
I don't think there's any harm with Spotify saying the information in this pot, like some of this, essentially telling the listener, don't blind... I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You should be an informed listener. Yeah. Like, you shouldn't be taking in content and just saying, oh, Joe Rogan said it. It has to be true. That's like the people who see stuff on Facebook and they're like, oh my God, I saw it on Facebook.
Oh my God,
people
are so dumb. They just share shit and don't even click on the article to see if it's true. Like the thing about Erica Jane, this is completely off topic, but the one housewife that's in trouble and the big article is she got her case dismissed. She got her case dismissed in one state and they're moving it to a different fucking state. Mm-hmm. She didn't get her case dismissed, but people don't read anything and they just share stuff because they're stupid. Nobody does their due diligence anymore. They just want the quick click.
But I think... that putting, I don't know. I don't see any harm.
Yeah. I thought the whole Instagram story thing when the thing about COVID would pop up was a little stupid too.
But you might think it's stupid, but you have to think from a company standpoint. Instagram, like Spotify's doing that.
To cover their ass. Everybody wants to cover their ass.
But that's the society that has been established. So
yeah, that's what I disagree with.
And I do, like, obviously I don't believe in cancel culture either, but we can't, like, that's what we're dealing with.
Yeah, I agree.
You and I in my bed in Baltimore City is not going to change that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we might. We might change the world one day. One episode, one hot take at a fucking time. But anyway, that's my thoughts on Joe Rogan. And I just need to get off my chest.
Yeah. Also, just if you're getting your life advice from Joe Rogan, just maybe.
Yeah, maybe rethink that.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe call a room.
Reevaluate your life.
Another thing based off celebrities and. When I say this, I'm talking in general, but I have a very specific person in mind.
Okay.
Like, celebrities piss me off when they want the clicks, they want the fame, and then when people disagree with them and they get shit on, they were like, oh my gosh, I'm being bullied.
Yeah.
Now, you can't have your cake and eat it too.
But
like, Brittany Lynn, obviously, that's what I'm talking about. Patrick Mahomes, fuck the Chiefs, they lost, thank God. His fiance, baby mama, Brittany. Is the worst, along with Patrick's brother, Jackson. I don't like them. I've voiced that opinion in the past. Mm-hmm. I will defend her because she was in the media and getting heat because she was spraying champagne on the Chiefs fans after they won the conference championship last week.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see anything wrong with it. People were being a bit nitpicky. But the way she just was like, everybody's bullying. Like, you're going to get bullied because you're a fucking celebrity.
I think that... obviously, people online are ruthless, and like sometimes when celebrities like share the DMs they get and the comments, I'm like, what kind of person just says that to a random person?
Right.
Like, those people are mentally unwell. But then the other side of it is if you choose to be someone who puts their life out publicly and shares every minute detail of their life, you have to expect that people aren't going to be very nice.
Yeah, it's just the way it is.
And that's
Which
how
sucks.
I'm not saying
that's
right. Yeah,
I agree.
But that's how sadly humanity is. Like, people who are online and can anonymously like hate on people.
Yeah, like I would never say to her like, "Oh, I hope your daughter dies," or like something. People's really said that, and that's horrible. Like, I would just say,
those
"I don't like
are,
you."
Those people are unwell. But would you really? You would comment and say, "I don't like you."
No, I don't.
Like I mean,
I quote tweeted on some of her shit just to be like, "Boo."
Mm.
Or I'll comment
guess I
on...
just I guess I don't like I just don't see the energy in again, this is me versus you, but like I would never even a celebrity comment and be like, wow, you suck. Like
I don't really do that.
Like
either.
I'd rather like put fire emojis or like hard eye emojis. Embarrassing fun fact, I used to put hard eye emojis, and this was not like when I was growing up. This was like in college on every one of what is that rapper? Who was the rapper that dated Chloe?
French Montana.
I used to comment hard eye emojis on all of French Montana's Instagrams. I was in college obsessed with him, soberly commenting hard eye emojis. And then I started getting like very strange follower requests.
Mm.
And I was like, maybe I should stop.
Yeah, but
I would do, like, that was just a side, but I just don't see, like, why are you commenting on someone's Instagram something mean? Like, just unfollow them, scroll by. Like, it's just, it's very strange to me. And I don't know if that's just my personality, but I just, like, I don't understand.
It's a lot of energy. But then she's live tweeting the game saying negative things, like, how dare you hit, like, she's being mean too.
Yeah, like, but that's not, it's not, but that live tweeting, like, people can just unfollow. Like, she's not tweeting at, she's not commenting on the other team's page and being like, I mean, I do find her obnoxious.
Yeah.
I find her and the brother obnoxious.
You talk shit about her, how she dresses, but won't comment like, oh, you look terrible.
I would, I think that she could use a stylist, but I don't, I would never comment on her Instagram and be like, you're ugly. Like,
yeah.
I just
would. Like, I might have commented on Jackson's post like once to be like, you're annoying. Yeah. Like that type of thing. They're very therapeutic. It's therapeutic.
Yeah, I just more of him like.
It's like I DM Serena. I know she's not hearing, but it's therapeutic. Mm. Maybe one day she'll open them all and just fall in love.
Maybe or
give file you a restraining order.
Yeah,
that I would frame that. Can you imagine? Oh,
I would be. I don't know what the repercussions of that are.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't want to get a restraining order. Some people deserve restraining orders, but that's a different story as well. Another thing is, speaking of my mom last night, she went out, she had a good old time. She was out at the bars party and she was going harder than me. So shout out Helen, always having a good time. She was with my Aunt Chrissy, Uncle Brian, my dad. They all were at Little Liberatories getting down and dirty. Mm. I saw them dancing their asses off. They are just a source of life and I love it. So shout out to them. Ellen finished off her Topo Chico. Sponsored ad.
I wish.
But shout out to my mom, hot take, for just being a good time and having fun with my Aunt Chrissy.
Wonder why, how Sam is the way he is, just go out with Helen one time.
Yeah. My dad, on the other hand, was posting pictures of bread pudding on his Facebook.
Bruno is and king of content.
King of interesting content. But also not always, talk about not politically correct. You got to be careful there, but he was out at the bar probably dancing too. He likes to get down at the get down, as we talked about last week. But that's what we're all about, going all out in life with good friends, good people. That's just a quick side note. Lastly, to end things off, got to talk about double door. I don't even know what you call them.
Like, he's just trying to describe a bathroom where there's an entryway from the hallway, but also from a bedroom.
Yeah.
There probably is a name for it. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, we're going to look it up. But you know when you're in, like, because this is inspired from my vacation of however long ago, and there was a hallway that you weren't on.
Oh.
There was a hallway, and there was a bathroom there. But then if you go into the bathroom, the other door, there was another door connected that went into the other bedroom.
Mm.
And it's like...
ensuite. Is that what it's called? No, hold on.
And then, so why I hate it is, it's a lot of work when you want to go to take a poop or a pee.
A Jack and Jill.
That sounds right.
A Jack and Jill bathroom is a shared bathroom with two or more entrances. Generally, there are separate sinks or a dual vanity.
Jack and Jill can fall down the motherfucking hill and never come back because we hate their bathrooms. Why do you think people named it after them?
Because
Jack and Jill went up the hill.
It would be like two kids.
Brothers and sisters?
Yeah, like two kids' bedrooms and then a bathroom in between. That's how I usually picture it. But I know what you're talking about too, where there's a door that goes outside.
Mm-hmm. Either way, even if it's between two private bedrooms, it's still annoying. Because the point is that you have to go in, lock both doors, take care of your business, and then not only unlock the door you're going out, but remember to unlock the other door that you didn't even use.
Yeah.
And that creates a lot of trouble to remember 1, 2, lock, one, poop, 5 things, lock, poop, pee, unlock. That's a lot. Well, it's a lot of added pressure.
I just get nervous, like more of there's two ways someone could walk in on you.
Yeah. And you know, I don't need that. You know, I already had someone walk in on me one fucking door at work. Gosh forbid it was a Jack and Jill.
Well, we already know about we don't like push locks.
Yeah. Imagine a Jack and Jill bathroom with push locks.
I would say they probably do have
push locks. I bet that's where the devil takes poops. The Jack and Jill with push locks.
Just a little dramatic.
I just have a way with my words. but I just had to express my feelings towards the Jack and Jill bathroom.
Mm.
And don't you agree?
I don't like bathrooms where there are multiple ways for someone to walk in on me. And I'm very particular about bathrooms in general. Like, I'd rather just... I only like my bathroom at home.
So that's why you don't like it here?
No, like, at my home. Like, oh. This would be my home now, oh, so yeah, I only yeah. like that bathroom.
Yeah, that makes sense. But okay. yeah. that was all we had for this week of Straight to Voicemail with Sammy C. The big 3-0. Next week is the big one-year anniversary, pretty much, of Straight to Voicemail with Sammy C. So it's been an incredible journey so far. Now that we're back on track. I know, right? I don't know how. I don't know who. I thought this would be a way quicker episode, but it's probably pretty long. So as always, send that shit straight to voicemail. Fuck who's ever calling you. You got shit to do. And that shit is to listen to this podcast and all 30 episodes. So Ellen, I thank you for coming back again.
Of course.
Your paycheck will be in the mail. All 30 cents of it. Big payday for you, I know. Woo. As always, follow us on Instagram if you haven't. We've been putting some more content there. Some reels.
We had a really good reel.
My one reel has over 4,000 views.
That's insane.
That's a lot.
Also, you guys can follow me on Instagram.
Personally. Oh, yeah. At?
I think it's E_McCann. Probably everyone listening already follows me. But
yeah. But anyway,
just in case,
make sure you get the right name.
E_McCann.
E_McCann. She gives a lot of good content of me, but then I usually just reshare it. Yeah. So, but thanks for listening. Thanks for being with us on this journey. No STDs. Stay away from those this week. Turn towards STV and send that shit straight to voicemail.